strawberries.
Right. Yeah.
Blackberries.
Yeah. Does it have any relation?
Flower. You get flower patches.
No,
I've never heard it cultivated plant. I've always heard it for something that's growing wild.
Oh, I see. So a patch means it's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And does it have any relation to size? If you call it a patch?
Yeah, I guess it has a connotation of being fairly small.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about some different kinds of fences? Mm-hmm. Can you think of?
Split rail, picket, white wooden fence, barbed wire fence.
Great. Now, picket fences, so is that pointed at the top?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. How, when you have to set up a fence, you have to dig holes for the,
Holes?
Okay, has you ever heard anybody call that something that sounds a lot like that, but not quite a fence? Sounds like
post? Fence post?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you had two, you'd call them?
Posts.
Okay. Have you ever seen heard of a fence or a wall or something that's maybe made out of rocks or loose stones or something piled up?
Yeah.
What do you call
I've seen them. Rock walls.
Okay. And really good ceramic dishes, you'd call?
China.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anybody putting something in a hen's nest to make her start laying, to fool her? It's like a fake egg. Okay, if you had an egg that was actually made out of this ceramic stuff, what would you call it?
How about
just
a China egg?
Okay.
I've never heard one. I've never heard of one.
You never heard of that. Okay. What would you carry water in as a handle and it's round?
Bucket or pail.
Same
thing.
Okay. How about if you were going to feed hogs or
slop the hogs, slop the pigs?
What do you call that container?
I would call it a bucket, I guess.
Would you call it anything using that same word you just used?
I've never heard it called anything with slop. Is that what you... No,
yeah, I haven't heard slop buckets.
No, I've never slopped any pigs.
Neither have I. It's probably out of fun. Okay, and let's see, how would you call the general thing that you put waste in?
A trash can.
Okay, is that in the inside or outside?
Okay.
Both.
Okay, and what if you have one of these really huge things that, you know, you might see in parking lots and stuff?
Dempsey dumpster.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they're called?
Okay.
Yeah,
I think that's what I've heard. Okay, and if you were going to fry eggs, you'd use a
frying pan.
Okay, any other names for that?
Skillet.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard or seen one that's got little legs?
Legs. They call them spiders, don't they?
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Where did you hear that?
Well, I had a class in high school called Word Power, and we were discussing dialects and different words that they use, and frying pan was one of them, because different parts of the country, they say frying pan or skillet, and they said that some places they call it, if it has legs, they call it a spider. And I never heard anybody call it that.
Yeah, I think I never heard it before, but I think it's I don't know, but it's neat. Okay, and if you were going to boil water, you'd use a
saucepan.
Okay, how about something that's sort of closed and it might whistle?
A tea kettle?
Yeah.
Teapot?
Okay.
Either.
About a kettle, have you ever heard that word used to mean a really large pot that they would boil water in out in the yard or something for washing clothes or
I don't know.